Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hey, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 9. Now, another question that I'm often asked is, how long should my podcast be? And if this is something that you're wondering too, my answer to you would be, well, it depends. Now, you may have heard me say before, there are no rules to podcasting other than the rules you set yourself. And those rules are going to depend on a number of things. When it comes to the length of your podcast, it depends on a number of things specific to you. For instance, how long do you need for you to get your message across? If you need 5 minutes, then take 5 minutes. Don't stretch it out to 20 minutes because someone's told you a good podcast length is 20 minutes. I mean, that is ridiculous. And your ideal client, your listener, is going to get impatient and probably click stop and go on to the next podcast if you're waffling and droning on. And just get to the point. Tell your client what they need to know. Tell them what the next best step is and how they can find out more and finish it up. If it takes 5 minutes, then 5 minutes it is. Now, if you need 10 minutes or 20 minutes to share it and it's concise, it's compelling, it connects with your ideal client and that content in your podcast continues to build know, like and trust and continues to nurture them along the customer journey, then take 10 minutes, take 20 minutes. Now, another thing to consider, who is your ideal client and how long do they have to listen to your content? Are they driven? And they like people to get to the point. Well, then get to the point on your podcast. Now, one of my clients works with C-suite executives. They are driven. They want access to thought leadership content. And when it comes to leading top performing teams, so that's her topic. So she keeps her solo shows concise and to the point. Her interviews are slightly longer. However, the conversation is always on point with actionable insights. They don't drone on and on with information that what I would call fluff and banter, because her ideal clients, C-suite executives who are time poor and driven, just don't have any interest in that. Now, your ideal listener, your client, may be time poor, just like another one of my clients who worked with busy mums. Therefore, her podcasts were anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes at the longer end. Sometimes they were even 5 minutes, enough time for her to listen on in as she was driving and picking up her kids from school or taking a 5 minute break in between doing something, you know, at home between the kids. So how long should your podcast be? Well, how long do you want it to be in order, and how long do you need it to be in order to say what you want to say and share what you want to share in a way that's going to continue to build know, like and trust and nurture your listener into a lead with your podcast? That's how long it should be. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast but you're just not generating the results you'd hoped for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.